And welcome back. Wow, it's the second hour already. I can't believe it's the second hour already. RBNLive.com is for you, listeners. It's the website of the network, RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network, reestablished once again after being vanquished from Republic Radio. And that's a story in itself, not to be discussed now. But RBNLive.com is for you, and the archives are for free. No other network does that because the need for increasing our numbers is paramount. Extremely important, listeners, to spread the word and increase our numbers. There is no other way around it. I'm in full agreement with John Stadtmiller about this. It's got to happen. Numbers have to be increased. Now, Rush Limbaugh and these other people are losing their ratings. Sean Hannity is losing his ratings. Maybe not right now, but he has been. Well, a lot of people are searching out the truth.
The truth.
There you have it. And so RBNLive.com is for you. The archives are for you. Free of charge, listeners, which makes you want to go to RepublicTradingPost.com, where you can purchase and help support the network. RepublicTradingPost.com, people. That's RepublicTradingPost.com. Many items for sale and discounted for certain purposes, and certainly the network receives compensation from that direction, RepublicTradingPost.com. So let's go back to Smitty. Continue with your thoughts, and I appreciate you sending that information to the American Federation of Government Employees. I wonder how they accepted what you sent them.
Well, I personally haven't heard anything back from them. I used to know, you know, the president, that you know, he was a prior one.
Mm-hmm.
So the people up there now, I don't know them personally.
Well,
but I figured I ought to hear something, you know. I mean, I put several of them in there, well, you know, with the note explaining that to him. So he can't do anything but help.
Well, every little bit helps. It does, because there's government employees right now that are sitting here wondering, while they're getting their paycheck from the federal system, wondering, what the hell's going on now? Why is this happening to us?
Yeah, well, the majority of them don't know. Because when Clinton Gore come in there, you know, and with that reinventing government.
Yes.
Now you're talking about chaos. You can call any agency in there now and try to get information, and they shuffle you from one location to another one, and you'll wind up coming right back where you started, looking for the same answer. And
well,
they, you know, that was deliberate, as you know.
Yeah, deliberate is the way to put it.
Yeah.
Paul, do you have any comments for Smitty?
Just that there are some really good people that are in those positions in government that they're very clued in, and they're staying there because they know that they can help from within, and I know several of them. So your efforts are not, you know, are definitely good in that sense that, trust me, you know, it'll probably hit the right person that needed to know it. You know, God's great like that, you know.
Well, that was my fault when I did it, you know.
Exactly.
Look, if Woody's yet listening, I hope it's Sammy one of them tapes he's talking about that he filmed when he was up there. I know him.
Well, let's hope Woody heard that.
All right.
Smitty's like one of those CDs.
But look, there's something else I did also.
Yes.
I got my thing from Red Cross. Won money.
Yeah.
So I printed the thing out on CNN to 9/11.
Uh-huh.
What they did with the money after that.
And the blood they did after that. They disposed of most of it that they got.
That's right. When I mailed that back to them, along with a note with that, too.
Way to go, Smitty.
Hey, I do what I can on the local level. These flyers, I pass them out all the time.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate your call. We'll be back with Paul from Poker Face, listeners.
Day I start to pray.
Oh, so appropriate, people. So totally appropriate, listeners. That song, Paul, is totally appropriate right now.
We tried to, you know, well, not that we tried. Basically, we offered it up to Chris Simcox from the Minutemen, that song to be used for their effort and campaign.
Uh-huh.
I was just with him this past weekend up on Long Island in the town of Babylon where he came to speak. It was funny. There's like three groups of people. You had the Minutemen. You had the these white communists, maybe with one MS-13 gang member in it, you know, chanting, "You fascists, you KKK, down with the USA." And then you had this group pack of like 30 skateboarders just like looking at this whole you know, drama unfolded before this. And then it was interesting that I got interviewed by Telemundo Univision, Channel 7 up on Long Island. To give the Minutemen perspective to the Spanish-speaking audience, because the information needs to get out. It's like, look, the Minutemen aren't racist. They're American-loving. How would you like if 50 million Americans just happened to just go south to Mexico? I think the Mexicans would not be too happy with that.
And, certainly you have apparently the Hegelian dialectic at work, bringing the people from south coming to north.
That's true.
Doesn't that make sense that they're being directed to come here because of they're being promised?
They're economic
benefits?
Refugees of NAFTA, GATT, and World Trade Organization. Okay, GATT, first time I ever saw GATT mentioned was 1917. So this is something that the elites have been trying to push and shove down our throats for years.
1917, you say?
Yes. That's almost 100 years that they've been trying to push this down our throats, and it wasn't until we had the Stooge Clinton in office that they finally got that through.
Well, actually, it was formed in 1947 in the U.N. system, the GATT, General Agreement on Terrorism and Trade, and it is my opinion, it had been working under UNETO, United Nations Industrial Development Organization, but here we do have the WTO, where privatization of federal jobs are being engineered right now, and so a lot of federal employees are very upset about this. Well, what are they going to do when they lose their jobs, Paul?
I know. Welcome to the club.
Yeah, here we go again.
Oh, you know what the thing that is killing me about, like, you know, the communist Mexicans that are on our borders or, you know, in our country?
Aslan, Mecha, things
like
that.
Yeah, they need to go. And I have no problem, like, being the first ones to go up against them. But the thing was, I just came back from Mexico. I was there for the month of August. The Mexicans are complaining to me about the Chinese hordes that are coming into their country and how they're getting sick of it. And I'm like,
oh, wow.
Yeah. You know, tit for tat, man. You know, if you're going to work for less in our country, well, guess what? The Chinese are going to work for less in your country.
Oh,
and they're coming through the Panama Canal.
There it is. Oh, man, how regurgitory is that? Let's move to the calls again. Roger Dodger, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks a lot, folks. Hey, I was inspired to ask Paul. I can't think of any other musicians that are expressly anti-socialist. Does this kind of render you a prior in, what's the word I'm looking for?
Pariah. Yeah, within the mainstream music. Oh, they won't touch us. We've had many labels come out to see us play.
I mean, just socially among the people you hobnob with, or don't you circulate among those with the vision of the anointed?
But generally they try to attack us with their indoctrination, and then when we smack them upside the head with the truth, then they kind of, like, shut up very quickly, or they just kind of, like, fade to black, you know?
Socially,
in our little town of, like, the Lehigh Valley, which is three cities of East and Bethlehem and Allentown.
I'm right in Allentown. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, we're right here the band's out of Allentown, but many of us live in Bethlehem. And the thing is there must be something in the water, because there are a lot of us that are very informed and aware, and we're starting to plant seeds everywhere else, you know?
Well, God bless. I got to hook up with you locally. Take care.
All right.
Thank you, Roger. You know, it's very rare to have a musician that's so aware and awake. Now, what about other people like Ted Nugent? Or have you ever had an association with Ted Nugent? Or
we've tried to bump shoulders with him, but he's such an idiot when it comes to the war on drugs. It's like, dude, they're putting people in jail because they choose to medicate themselves. They feel that they have the choice what is put into the body. If it's not, you know, guaranteed by the AMA, then it's a drug that you can't do. The only drugs we can't do are the ones you and I can grow for ourselves or make in our kitchen. Okay?
Uh-huh.
They want your daily, weekly shekels to be paid into their coffers, into their monopolistic drug distribution sources, and anything else they put you in jail for.
And certainly there's plenty of drunks out there that can cause a lot of death behind the wheel of a car as well.
But yeah, Ted,
legal drugging.
Ted's cool on the guns. Great. Dude, you're a one-issue candidate, man.
Yeah.
And I wish, like, I could get through to him, because my biggest beef with Ted is, like, look, history is made by those who show up, all right?
Yes.
And when we're down at the million moms, or the anti, or what was it, Armin Forms Mother March against the commie mommies of Rosie O'Donnell.
The commie mommies of Rosie O'Donnell.
Look, had Ted shown up there, or Ted and his wife, do you know how many more tens of thousands of Americans that are pro-gun would have shown up? But did he even show up to something like that? No. Here you have on the national level something that you could lend your name and time and attention to, but, you know, his absence was deafening. So for someone who's so pro-gun, you know, where were you, buddy? We're nobodies, but yet we put our time and attention towards things that we could consider near and dear to our heart.
Well, listen, what about people like Willie Nelson? I mean, he should be well aware of the big picture in place, shouldn't he?
Yeah, but, you know, I guess he still likes being in the limelight, man. I guess he still likes being on TV and still has, thousands of concert, goers going to see him in concert.
Well, let's bring up Dennis. You've got your buddy Dennis here.
Hey, Danny Dennis. How's it going, brother?
Hey, how you doing, brother? Chris, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, my privilege. You're a team now. You're involved in directions to wake up America with your music. You're very rare. And I pose this question to you, Dennis. Are there any other musicians out there with other groups that are catching on to your message?
Well, I was listening in just before you brought me on the line, and Paul did talk about how there's a lot of local musicians in our area who definitely have opened their eyes to what's going on a national and an international level. But one keeps sticking out in my head, and that's Mark Farner of Grand Funk Railroad.
Definitely not.
He's been phenomenal. I just listened to an interview that he had done with one of our local college stations here, and I have so much respect for that man. You know, he's right on the money with it, with everything that I've heard you talking about, everything that we in the Poker Face camp talk about, and
you guys can go to WLVR.com and look at the AJ Fritz archives, and I had the pleasure of talking with Mark Farner in that interview, and last year, about like maybe 13 months ago in August, we had the pleasure of playing on the same stage with Mark, and hopefully it's the beginning of cooler things to come, where we can actually do some things with Mark Farner.
Well, this is wonderful, because maybe you're setting an example here to other groups, because I don't see how people can't be wide awake at this stage. I just don't. And there's a lot of musicians out there that have been writing lyrics over the years. And certainly certain people come to an example of Bob Dylan's one of them.
Yeah, but where's Bob Dylan today, man?
Well,
what has he put anything cogent lately? I mean, great in the 60s, but dude, when you're a heroin addict, basically all the energy that you might have had is basically given back to the drug now, So he hasn't put anything cogent out in the last 10, 15, 20 years.
Well, and are there others out there that might be having their heads screwed on a little more properly now that would be willing to do the proper lyrics that you're kind of doing?
Well, I think the one thing that the left side of the music industry is, they're definitely very anti-war. So you're going to start, like, the Green Day album, that was very anti-Bush, very anti-war. If you're going to see anything, maybe not being as much of an exposing band like we are, they're probably like more of a one-topic type of subject band.
Uh-huh.
And I think the problem, too, especially with the mainstream market, is if you do have the knowledge and the vision and you put it in your music, they're not going to promote you.
There's the problem.
That is the problem.
Now, Dennis,
we have forgone that, because we'd rather be poor but put the message out, because that's what's most important.
Well, you're setting an example here. That's why we keep it together right here on Republic, because this is a groundswell network, lots of listeners now. We have to keep this in place. You have to support RBNLive.com. You have to support RepublicTradingPost.com. Listeners, the opportunity is here now. We have a gigantic network growing daily. And, Dennis, can you stay with us?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's keep Dennis with us, and let's move to Paul in Fort Lauderdale. Paul, welcome to the broadcast.
Hi there again. You're coming in fine in shortwave this afternoon.
Good, wonderful.
Down here. I wanted to maybe broach a subject that has given me some concern in the past. If things get really, really bad in this country, and we can come up with all kinds of scenarios, all you're going to get for media is going to be filtered news through the different, mainstream broadcasts.
Absolutely. Keep your thoughts in place. We'll continue with this direction, because this is concerning to all of us, the control of the media. But this media here, right now, is not controlled. That's why you need to support it, listeners. Very, very important. Today is a special day for Poker Face, and we encourage your phone calls at 800-313-9443. Stay with us. And once again, this is Paul and Dennis from Poker Face. People, they're with us today. And it's a special day for me because I was up all night, people. I was up all night on my website, Dennis and Menace on a rampage. Overwhelming information on AmericanExpose.com. And he'll have more prominence on the shortwave network, the internet network, at RBN listeners. Dennis will be on the air next month with me on many occasions with his information. There's just so much there. And I'm so bound up. And the week before Katrina happened, I said on the air, I feel so uneasy, so unusually uneasy. And here it is. We've been invaded by a weather weapon. And whether you want to admit it or not, whether you want to do research or not, if you don't do research, shame on you. Because the bottom line is, we've been invaded already. Dennis, you agree?
Absolutely. And you think of the energy that it takes to create that weather modification. What do you think that's doing to our bodies? That's why you're feeling all uneasy. We've been saying in the band as well that
we're being hit by bummer rays.
It excelled anger, you know, and we've had to like kind of sit back and tell each other, it's like, hey, we got to focus on the love a little bit more, you know, just to cope with what's being bombarded upon us.
Well, there you go. And the cell tower has just been erected 300 yards away from me here. I don't know what that's
going to do. Or the Glenn system.
Well, I don't know what ultimately that's going to do, but kind of unusual that I wake up one day and see this tower. just with its nice, shiny red lights at night just beaming on me.
Chris, you know too much, man. That's the problem.
Oh, well. Paul, in Florida. Go right ahead.
I was wondering if RBN... or any of the other Patriot organizations that broadcast out there have made any kind of contingency plans for if, I won't say if, I'll just say when, Patriot Radio gets shut down?
That's a question that is quite pregnant.
Yeah, I have an idea. Now, this might be a bit far-fetched. But I, as you know, my hobby has been shortwave radio for years.
Maybe if you have a good idea, maybe we should discuss it off the air with the network.
Time from your guests. I know you.
Maybe we shouldn't promote it to the public so they can offset it.
Yeah, because I've got an idea that just might work. And if there's any way that your producer can maybe give me a number to call, or to maybe someone could call me.
Yeah, why don't you do that? Let's leave your number at the board there, and take my number, and we'll discuss this with John, because I don't think this should be for public consumption right now. If you've got a good idea, let's just keep it to ourselves.
Yeah, I think I've got a solution. It's going to cost you some money, though, but it's a solution.
What else is new?
Yeah.
Okay, Paul.
All right, I'll be standing by if you produce it. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, sir. Let's move to John in New York. The board is filling up. John, welcome to the broadcast.
Oh, Chris.
Yes, sir. John, did we lose you?
Okay, hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay. Chris, I didn't get the name of the gentleman with he's with Poker Face.
Paul and Dennis are with Poker Face.
Paul and Dennis, okay. Dennis. I've got a couple ideas and some comments, and maybe I could rattle them off, and then I'll hear your guys' answers, because otherwise I won't get a chance to get them off. How would he feel to doing a show on Saturday, and his show might be something to this effect where he would have different other up-and-coming guys or showcasing them, and then also a list of songs and authors that have done other things as far as American patriotism songs or anti-New World Order stuff, because I don't listen to FM anymore, and I don't know who's who and who makes what songs, and also being a rebroadcaster, I need a list of those songs so I can find them and put them on the FM. So the other thing is, I think every patriot needs at least two FM broadcasters that are 12-volt powered, because if we lose our internet, all we have is our MP3s to replay. And by having two FM broadcasters, one for home or stationary and the other one for mobile, that was one thought. The other thing is maybe RBN could provide a media kit where they would have in their rubber stamp and some MP3s of the best shows that we could bicycle around and put on these, broadcasting things.
Paul or Dennis, your thoughts?
Well, to be honest with you, we have been approached a couple times about having our own show, and it's something we would love to do, but if you know anything about us, we like to do everything to the best of our ability. We don't like to do anything half-assed, and that means one of the things that we don't have very much of is time.
Right.
So the want is there, and I think when we do decide to do it, it's going to be done at a pretty decent level that is... We don't want people to write us off because it sounds folky or it's not slick or professional. Or like, you know, everybody does judge the book by the cover, and if you look at our material or our discs, it's always... It's not comparable to the local hometown band that we're competing against. We're competing against the international, the national bands that are out there. So the same kind of thinking would be that we want to be as professional about it as possible. So maybe after the new disc is done, Peace for War, that we could maybe sit back and, if we don't do it live, at least we could do it at our own convenience, put out a disc like every week and send it to, you know, to an RBN or whoever would put us up, you know.
I'm also looking for a website that has a list of fallen patriots that have got caught up in the New World Order thing, so we can support them, because that's what we need to do, is show support to our fellow patriots after the fact, because otherwise, if they don't see that people have fought for our freedoms are going to the jail system and don't get any kind of backup support, because maybe these people are getting dieseled around, we need to be able to find them and give them, you know, their family support.
Okay, if you go to our form board, we have something called Political Prisoners of the USSA.
Cool.
And there is a beginning of a good list of people that are currently in jail or people who have been killed by the New World Order goons, like
John
William Cooper.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you for your call, John. Well stated, Paul. We'll be back to continue. Stay with us. Great stuff, gentlemen. Wonderful work. Pokerface.com is the website, listeners. Let's move to John in Colorado. John, welcome.
Yes, Chris. How you doing?
I'm fine.
Good show. You're coming in loud and clear.
Thank you, sir.
People had better wake up. We have come full circle with Genesis 6:1-7. Our Creator, Heavenly Father, is using that evil, beastly, communist government system to fulfill Deuteronomy 28:15-68. It's all outlined. Read it. Now, the solution. Everybody must be immersed in His name, Yahweh. Get the prayer in Numbers 6:24-27 prayed over them. Then they are called with His name. Go to 2 Chronicles 7:14 and do it. Now, I am a former U.S. Army Airborne Ranger Jump Master. I've been flying airplanes and helicopters since 1952. If anybody can use my help, I'm also an A&P mechanic. Just let me know and I will do it.
Leave your number at the board. I'll take it.
Okay.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, dear Chris.
Appreciate your call.
Yes, sir.
Dennis or Paul, do you have any comments before we move on?
Basically, to my Christian friends, anytime like we bring up the hemp as a solution for mankind, especially part of our local solution, and they like, you know, start talking about the evils of drugs, I go like, well, why don't you read Genesis 1:29, where he says, every seed-bearing plant is for our use. All. That's inclusive. Doesn't mean that everything except the hemp plant. It's like, you know, until we start producing our own natural resources locally, not globally, you know, think locally, act globally, F global, because anything that I hear global or globalism means it's out of the parasitic elite trying to impose its will on us. So if we're ever going to solve any of our problems, it's going to have to start at the local level everywhere. And part of that is basically being economically free and independent of the machine. And that's empowering our farmers. That's the first step. When America was strongest, because we had hundreds of thousands of small farms, little economic units, producing for the local economy. And now what has been the biggest, you know, decimation of our farmland across the country?
Yeah, and they've been paid not to plant for years.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Let's so move.
Go ahead.
No, finish what you're saying at this point. I don't want to rush anybody, including yourself. But your thoughts are very, very poignant, and you know I'm just so wrung out. I'm just so wrung out. The information on my website is just so monumental and
it is
distressing. And I was up all night. I just, you know, Well, let's
hope you I hope you weren't stressing because you're going to be talking to us, Chris.
Not at all. It's nice that you showed up today and that we can relax a little bit.
Right.
And take phone calls. I'm overloaded with information. And
we thank you for the time and sharing our music with your listeners. That's always appreciated very much as in the past with you. So thank you.
But isn't it so vital that your message is heard?
It's vital that all of our messages are yours included. I mean, like I said before, we are the many-membered body Church of Freedom. It takes all of our participation, not just one person.
There you go. Let's take Walt in Michigan. Walt, welcome. Hello, Walt.
How are you doing?
Fine.
Hey, Paul, I just learned about you. I think I've heard the name of your group before.
We play Michigan a lot. In fact, we call you guys Michigan, man. We love you so much.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm in my 50s, so I'm not familiar with a lot of the newer groups. I don't know how long you guys have been around, and I really am not into rock and roll. I've been against Satan's system for 25 years plus.
That's all right. We don't like a lot of new music out there either, so.
I hate most of it. I despise it. It's evil.
It is, but like anything, like the Internet, it could be used for good or evil. So,
that's
unfortunately,
right.
Rock and roll has been used by the satanic forces to shut some of our children down and indoctrinate them, but... We can
That's why they're
that
trying to lock
tool.
You out, Paul.
Excuse me?
That's why they're trying to lock you out. They're not going to promote you in Hollywood.
That's fine. Our purpose is greater than our own self-serving needs. So,
yeah.
You know.
Well, I wanted to talk to you about something. I had experience with confronting one of 42 representatives to the 1992 United Nations Population Control Program in Cairo, Egypt. About 25 showed up in... Grand Rapids, Michigan, at the Harley Hotel, and it was an NGO organization who were appointed.
Right.
Civilian? Or...
Right. An NGO. Those are preferred pets that have, the UN gives credence to.
Well, every time George Bush shows up in Michigan, he always goes to Grand Rapids because they're using that, I think, as a mind control center.
Okay.
And they've infiltrated Calvin College because the students, the young students that were there in 95, I think in 95 or 96 when we 25 has showed up at their little semi-public meeting, we confronted her with what was stated at the conference in 92 about getting rid of people. And they were talking about getting rid of like 365,000 people a day to keep up with sustainable resources.
Right.
Jacques Cousteau, you know, the grandfather of the sea.
Yeah.
He's such a bastard.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something. Jacques Cousteau says, he stood up and gave his little spiel. He says, I hate to say it, folks, but we got to find a way to get rid of people. Well, he said 365,000, but he said they also promoted a recycling human remains for animal feed.
Yeah, disgusting. And Soil and Green comes to mind right there.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something. 25 has asked her all kinds of questions, showed her the Russian and East German tanks and military hardware that's sitting up in Grayling.
Right.
Here in Michigan, plus the dual cyclone fencing in a restricted airspace that's in the middle of the woods where they're going to put people in the detention facility that has no buildings, that has helicopter pads all the way around it, machine gun towers all around it, and it's going to be mined in between the fences.
Oh, now, wait a minute. You're talking about concentration camps in America?
Oh, yes. There's over 800 of them that have been set up, and I know you're making a joke, but...
Yeah, I am making a joke.
A friend of mine is a Vietnam vet, had an airplane, and he took aerial photos of that site for me personally and make sure that we had connection with an Army captain, an artillery battery commander, as well as the direct descendant of Patrick Henry, who's a retired Marine Corps major. He took pictures inside of the facility, and then they had base security show up and say, oh, you guys can't be here. What are you doing? You know.
Hey, can you send those pictures or some of them to Pokerface at Pokerface.com, please?
I can try to do that. I can scan them and send them, but I only got a 56K connection, so it'd be kind of slow.
Yeah, me too. I'm with you, brother.
But I got to tell you this, though, that this woman, and they were going to appoint these young kids to take over the organizational leadership, okay? And all they could do was bash Christians and bash people that wanted large families, and say how wonderful a job they're doing in China and murdering people and murdering babies. And this woman was really ridiculous because, first of all, her old man's a multimillionaire, owns a factory. Both her daughters are graduate engineers. I was kind of wondering, why don't they stand in line first if they're so concerned about there being so many people?
You know, I think the same thing. All these elite parasites like that have all these grandiose visions. It's like, line up first. After you guys are gone, we'll take a look at where things are really at, and we'll see if we'll continue with it. But I think once you guys are gone, the problem will be gone, too.
Yeah, all she could do also was to brag about how well-protected they were in Cairo, and all the police had machine guns, and they were all around their vehicles and making sure they were kept safe and sound, you know. And this lady lied about every question asked her. She denied everything. We showed the pictures. And, man, they almost ran out of the room trying to get away from us when we were confronting them with the truth.
Did you expect any differently?
And my 19-year-old son was with me at the time, and he was really amazed at what he was hearing and being more and more convinced about what he was seeing then, you know. And I'll tell you something, brother, after I've confronted maybe six or seven members of the New World Order to their face, Alexander Haig twice, Samuel P. Huntington four times, Marina Von Wittman, chief economist for GM, Robert Ziegler, head of Department of Government at Major Eastern University, Lieutenant General Bernard Traynor, three-star general, Marine Corps general to his face. They all got kind of hot when I asked them about their membership in the CFR. And I asked Haig the question, how can you wear the uniform of our country and belong to an organization that's dedicated to bringing about the surrender of our national sovereignty and independence to a one-world government?
Well done.
So he just hit the roof, man. You ought to hear him start screaming at me, and how dare you talk to me that way, you know?
And here we're outsourcing Voice of America to communist China.
Well, number one, the New World Order controls China. They control all the governments of the world. The Illuminati is your primary organization, as well as the Catholic Church is involved in it also. All organized religion globally, they've got their people infiltrating all of it. So any kind of organization that has any kind of sway that's allowed in the public eye, in the news media that they control, they've got control of.
Walt, listen, those photographs need to be prominently exposed on American Exposé.
Okay, also, by the way, they brought in missiles from Russia here also. Got a picture of a Russian missile on a low boy.
When do you think that was taken?
Oh, New Mexico, several years ago.
Uh-huh.
I did a lot of traveling and confronted a lot of people and educated a lot of people, and people I was with were trying to do the same thing. But
so if an invasion is going to happen, the proper thing to do for an invading army or military is to pre-deploy.
Number one, there's more things you need to hear, though, real quick, if that's okay. I'm not trying to hog things, but I've got a lot of information I can share with you that people need to hear now. All the food that's being sent down south right now is being warehoused, and what they're doing is setting up a deployment center, a marshaling area where they're going to go up the Mississippi River militarily on barges, go off to the left into the breadbasket, control the food supply. Just like what we've seen in the scenarios in Red Dawn and in America, spelled with a K, that was on ABC in 1987, is exactly what they're doing, except they're not parachuting.
Chris Christopherson was in that one, America with a K.
That's right.
Isn't he a Rhodes Scholar or Skull and Bones or both?
Yeah, he's a Rhodes Scholar, and I don't know if he's Skull and Bones. But he made an interesting statement. You know, he didn't take a fee or earn any money on making America spell with a K, and he was very serious in promoting it.
Right.
Now, they tried to take that off ABC when it was first put out, and some executive had some guts and put it on anyways. And they tried to do everything they could to shut it down, but it was succeeded in waking up a lot of people to the potential that was in this series.
Did you see the movie Oil Storm that hit like a week before Katrina did?
No.
In the movie, it was basically the same scenario as Katrina, but it happened on Liberty weekend instead of like the week before when Katrina hit.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you something. I was talking to a friend of mine a week before Katrina even formed in the Gulf about them knocking that refinery out, which would cripple this country because it's about, there's the United States Senator, a woman, I forget her name, she was on the show the other day before it even hit the coast, and said that it provided 40% of all our petroleum needs in this
Senator
country.
Mary Landrieu. Yeah.
And I'll tell you something, that food that's down there is not going to those evacuees. It's going to be there for the foreign military. And also, I'd like to ask you a question, Chris. Does anybody know or has anybody asked how many foreign military total do we have in the Gulf right now? Does anybody know that?
I have not seen a report on that at all whatsoever.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I would estimate the force right now at 30,000 to 40,000, if not more.
Mm.
With all the countries represented that are there, 7,000 from Canada alone, that's right on their broadcasting system. They announced that. I would say we've got 30 to 40,000, and they're going to invade this country, and they're already starting to do it, and they're going to go up the Mississippi as well as go along the Gulf Coast. Castro's going to come into Florida. There's going to be more Nicaraguans rolling in, by the way, because they're probably the third most well-equipped army in the world, because about over $1 billion worth of American military supplies was left in Vietnam, was given to Nicaragua, that they still have.
Hasn't all the Border Patrol bordering our states from Mexico?
They were taken off the border.
Okay, so they're porous again.
Yeah, those border guards were also sent into New Orleans, and they're going to, and they're showing the disarming of America, the beginning of it down there in your face, and you have all these gun rights people screaming about it. Well, the time's coming where it's going to come to everybody's neighborhood. It isn't just going to be the down there. It's starting there.
Where's the NRA on all this? They've been like quiet.
The NRA is controlled by the New World Order. George?
We know that. We know that. But I'm like, anytime, like, you know, I hear an NRA head, it's like, hey, well, they've been on this gun confiscation issue.
I used to belong to them, and I started learning about George Herbert Walker's membership in the CFR and Trilateral Commission. Then he signed the Gun Ban Act, banning the AK, the Sporter, I believe it is, from coming in the country. And then I was starting to learn back in 1980 about all this. I was told they were going to come through the soft underbelly of the United States, and they're doing that.
Right now.
Right in front of our faces, right there.
There it is.
Where, Walt, there's no doubt about what they're doing.
I sure appreciate your thoughts, Walt.
Thank you.
Hang with us, Walt. Let's move to my friend Tim. Tim, welcome to the broadcast.
Hey, buddy.
Yes.
Hello, Paul.
Hey, Tim.
How's it going?
Not too bad, brother.
There is other people out there speaking as they're singing. One of them is Michael Martin Murphy.
Okay, not familiar with it.
He just did a tour sponsored by the Paragon Foundation.
Interesting.
Yeah.
If you have a URL or a website that you can send to us, please do.
I'll look and see. I don't know what I've got on Michael, but I'll see what I can dig up.
You'll dig it up.
Don't ever call Chris and late at night and play him a song unless you're ready to stay up the rest of the night and keep playing to him.
Yeah, well, I need that companionship.
Yeah, I made that mistake the other night, and I'm just going to go ahead and beat myself over the head and get it on CD and get it sent out. And
you know, Tim was so good at a young age, and then he dropped it for so long, and then I was the one that got him to pick it up again, wasn't I, Tim?
Yeah, yeah. I don't play electric stuff anymore. I've been playing a flat top since Croce died, but I do have the songs, and I do have a friend with a free studio, so
get in there, brother. Get it out.
It'll be out soon. Y'all will get one.
Okay, thank you.
God bless y'all.
We'll trade you too, man.
Okay, buddy.
Thank you, Tim.
Thanks, Tim.
See you, my friend.
Bye, bye now. Thank you for your participation, callers. I feel relieved to a certain extent, but I'm not very happy. We'll continue with Dennis and Paul as we close out the broadcast. Listeners, stay with us. It's Poker Face, listeners. Pokerface.com is their website. Very, very important to support them, as it is to support RBNLive.com, RepublicTradingPost.com. Purchase your products from them to help support the network. We don't want to do pledge drives, but if that happens again, we'll have to keep this network rolling. Dennis and Paul have been great, grateful to come on the air here, listeners.
Thanks for having us, brother.
You know, I'm just overwhelmed at the way things are today.
Well, brother, as long as you keep reporting and we keep making music and others do their part, you know, we'll beat back this beast.
I hope you're right.
I have the faith, brother.
Well, Dennis and Paul, why don't you close out the broadcast? I'm getting rather emotional here. You've got the floor, gentlemen.
Dennis?
I'm not. Basically looking forward to putting out some great music and some more educational material for everybody's perusal.
Yeah, new disc will be entitled Peace or War, which I don't know if Paul did mention it earlier, but the Peace or War is the POW to go along with Made in America being the MIA. Had a lot of great support from the organizations that support the POWs and MIAs, and you know, that's kind of our tribute towards it. You know, there's always the overlapping layers of everything that we do, and you know, looking forward to you know, meeting more great people across the country and spreading the word of freedom and you know, Father's word.
Well stated. I'm, you know, when you bring up the POW issue, oh boy. And the over 100,000 that gave their lives in Korea and Vietnam, and the thousands that have given their lives to the UN system here with the Iraqi mess, the Middle East mess. It's so discouraging as our troops are out of this country where they needed to be here.
Right. And that was a glaring, you know, I hope that focuses some heat on Bush to force him to bring them home. Because when we needed the most, where were they? Oh, they were in the Israeli adventure called Iraq.
There it is. There it is. And they have weapons of mass destruction. Israel is loaded with them.
Yeah, they are. At least 500 nukes that I'm aware of.
So here we are with the staging of World War III over there. Our military is out of this country. Foreign military in our country now. In the invasion has begun with a weather war that people want to still deny that it was a weather war, and it is, when you do the research. If they can steer hurricanes, they could steer them away from this country and let them die in the ocean. Gentlemen, I appreciate your participation today. Thank you so much for being with
me. Thank you so much for having
me, brother.
God bless you both.
Sure.
Listeners, support the network. John will be next. God bless you all.